And I'm delighted to say that for this edition, I'm joined by Denise Turner. And Denise, as many of you will know, is CEO of Root Research, the outdoor measurement business, outdoor measurement chick, I suppose you could call it. Denise has had a fantastic career, actually working across media forms. I mean, as well as before she moved into the outdoor space with Root, she was a research director at Newsworks, obviously looking after what I suppose in old-fashioned language we'll call print, but no doubt we've printed online or news media forms. Before that, she spent a lot of time in agencies at Havas, at Zenith, and at Leo Burnett, which is where I first came across Denise millions of years ago. I was going to say that about the only media form where Denise hasn't worked in terms of working for a JIC or a media owner is TV. But then reading her resume on LinkedIn, she makes the point that her family was on the Ulster TV bar panel in the early 1980s. So even if you weren't actually involved in running it, you were involved in contributing to it in a no doubt major way, or your family was at any rate. So we're going to talk today a little bit about an initiative that a couple of us started back in April, which we call Advertising Who Cares. Now, this was an initiative that emerged from a number of concerns that were being raised or had been raised about the state of the ad business, the state of the creative output, the state of the media measurement systems, the state of trading and transparency, the state of business models, all these sorts of issues that I think all of us are very well familiar with. And what we decided to do was to set up a number of, or five, work streams. And each work stream was going to be headed by an expert in their field, and they were going to be given the opportunity to form a team out of our supporter group, the people who were supporting Who Cares. There were about 320, 350 odd people who were volunteers on the Who Cares supporter list. And people were given the opportunity to join whichever work stream they particularly wanted to contribute to. One of those work streams is measurement and accountability. We wanted measurement and accountability to be absolutely at the center of any event or any conversation, any discussion really around creative excellence and creative thinking in the industry. It's always struck me that measurement is indeed a creative endeavor. And you know, it's completely wrong to sort of see it as some kind of downstream matter that no one really cares much about. We wanted to put it right at the center. And if we were thinking about who cares about measurement and accountability, Denise was the obvious person to run that. So Denise has her team, and she's working towards, with her team, a set of ideas and suggestions, proposals, you know, to take the industry forward, which will be presented on September the 12th at the launch event of the Advertising Who Cares group. So how's that going, by the way, Denise?
It's going really well. I have been very pleasantly surprised by actually how much people care. So I've got circa 15 or 16 people on my work stream, actually from all around the world. So that's brilliant because actually, you know, in a global advertising industry, what we need is learnings from other markets. Not, you know, yes, you know, Britain is great, as we know from the Olympics right now, but we can learn so much from all sorts of people around the world. So what I'm loving is the debate and the discussion around the issues that we're facing, and everybody is very engaged. You know, sending me Slack messages saying, well, sending the group Slack messages going, well, what about this, and have you thought about that? So it's been brilliant, actually. I've actually learned a lot from it to date.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, I mean, it's, if we sort of just talk sort of who cares about research, I mean, I suppose you could sort of go, well, who the in this day and age, all the things that we used to care a great deal about, and we used to spend a great deal of time debating, discussing, and worrying about, and having sleepless nights over, you know, who cares about data quality? Who cares about consistency and terminology? Who cares really about accuracy and reporting, or and indeed, who cares about how respondents are treated? I mean, all these things seem to me to be matters which have almost sort of been slightly pushed to the back of the queue almost, haven't they? I mean, I don't know whether that's being unduly pessimistic, but it does seem as if there's a sort of sense around the industry these days that these things don't matter quite as much as they once did. Is that fair, do you think?
I think that has been the case actually over the last sort of maybe 10 years or so. But I think when you encounter problems with measurement, that's when it becomes front and center again. And there's a sort of an expectation, I think, along with advertising itself, that everything just happens in an instant. I often use the example of you don't just see an ad for a car and buy it straight away. It could be 10, 12, 15 years, even longer in some instances. So I think what's happening is that people are now waking up to the fact that measurement is hugely important, and actually we need to define it properly. And that's one of the issues that we're discussing in the work stream. So I feel like measurement suffered because of the short-term sort of focus of the industry, because people thought that you could just serve an ad somewhere, somebody would see it and buy a product, and then that would be it. But I think what people are realizing now, and certainly I've seen it in the last year or two, is that you can't just do that. There's got to be a proper measurement framework. So I feel, it's not just, I think we talked about it, that sort of same old thing. I think that what's happening now is that there's a, it's sort of the principles of measurement are coming back to the fore. So, be clear about what you're trying to measure. All of that sort of stuff are coming back to the fore. So, and I've been really encouraged by the work stream, actually, that the people in the work stream are going, we need to get, I mean, I hate the phrase back to basics because that reminds me of, John Major government in the 90s, but we sort of need to remember why we do what we do, and then how we do what we do is a different matter, but let's remember the principles are the same. We deliver advertising to people because we want them to buy a product, and it's people that buy products. So I think those principles we need to then, and the way we do it has definitely evolved, but let's remember why we're doing what we're doing.
Yeah, I mean, it does seem as if, I think you're right. I mean, it does seem as if there was a sort of a moment when everyone went, oh, look, there's millions and millions, gazillions of people doing such and such a thing, or logging on to such and such a platform. Ergo, there must be gazillions and gazillions of people looking at this ad. Ergo, gazillions and gazillions of people will buy something. And there's a whole bunch of sort of missteps along that argument, isn't there, really? I mean, ranging from, is it really gazillions and gazillions of people looking at this platform or this particular page or this platform and so on. So I think the idea of questioning these things, which I think had rather fallen out of favor, I suspect. I mean, there'd been a kind of, oh well, it's lots of people. I think the sort of the sense of not wanting to question things has, as I think did us a great deal of harm. And I think that's come back now, hasn't it? I think people are now wanting to question things again and ask why, as you put it, it's,
Well, I wrote a piece a couple of years ago. I think it was my 30-year anniversary in the industry, and I called it 30 Years of Asking Why. And actually, that word why is so important. Well, why is that data the way it is? Why, does it really represent the population? So back to your point about data quality. So asking why is really important, and it's the first step to, I think, understanding what the measurement solution should look like.
Yeah, you've got to work out what it is you want to exactly. You've got to work out what the question is you're trying to answer before you work out how you're going to answer it.
I wrote a measurement manifesto a couple of years ago, and it's formed part of the discussion for the work stream, which is that actually you need to start with the end point before you actually get into anything. So what are you trying to achieve? And I sometimes feel, and how are we going to achieve it? And I sometimes feel we've forgotten that. I've read a brilliant book recently, which I've bored everybody senseless with. It's called How Big Things Get Done. And it's not about advertising, not about marketing. It was about big projects, but also things like kitchen renovations. But he talks about the Guggenheim Museum, the Sydney Opera House, etc. But one of the things in there that has really started to drive my thinking is the thinking from right to left. And it's really obvious when you mention it, but okay, where do you want to get to in 2 years' time with your measurement or whatever it is with your measurement solution? what is your end goal, and start before you even start anything, get to your end goal. And I think there's a bit of hamster wheel in measurement at the moment, where we keep going on and on, and don't ever think about the end goal. So that's one of the things that we're going to be talking about at the Who Cares event, is that thinking from right to left.
I think that's a very good expression, actually. It's what the best, I think the best strat planners have always have done, isn't it? They kind of work out where they want to get to, and then work out going backwards from there, sort of, well, what do we need to do to, what are the steps along the way to get to whatever it is we want to achieve. And I think it's a mistake if we start at the other end and just go, oh, well, let's just measure how many people are seeing a screen for 2 seconds or whatever it is. And you sort of go, yes, but what is it we're trying to really understand here? Is it actually how many people are seeing a screen for 2 seconds? It probably isn't. It's how many people are going to see a screen and then be influenced to do something and then do something as a result of having seen a bunch of ads in various places.
You almost need, as well as a, well, you definitely need, and this is one of the things we'll be talking about, but you need a measurement strategy as well as an actual strategy, an advertising strategy or a media strategy. You need a measurement strategy. And that sometimes get, well, I think in recent years that has got left behind. And what I love about the Who Cares event is that it is front and center, that we need a measurement strategy. Because I mean, I will say to everybody, and I say this even now in my current role, I don't spend advertisers' money for the, it. I treat it like my own. That was what we were always taught, and we don't spend it just because it's nice to spend. We spend it because there's a goal at the end of the day, and that, yes, there are intermediate steps towards somebody buying a product, but let's have a proper measurement framework and a proper measurement strategy. So that's going to be one of the things I think that we will land on for the Who Cares event, is have a measurement, you know, and we'll give guidelines as to a measurement strategy. Because if you don't do that, then you're wasting millions and billions of pounds of advertisers' money.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny, isn't it? I was just writing a blog on, hasn't been published yet, but it will be published soon enough. And it occurred to me that, everything is very black and white these days, isn't it? You're either for me or you're against me. You either love me or you hate me. And there's this terrible sense in sort of our world, I think, where people sort of go, oh, you hate the platforms. Or, the platforms are terrible because they don't do A, B, or C. The fact is, of course, they are astonishingly successful businesses, and of course, they are a social phenomenon. Everyone knows that. No one hates anything. It's a question of how you put things together in combination to achieve the best goal, isn't it, really? And just because you're wanting to do, not absolutely 100% of your activity down a certain path, you're deciding to spread it out across a wider path, doesn't mean there's anything wrong with the initial path. It just means that you want to add things together and have a sort of cumulative effect. And I think that gets forgotten quite often.
And there's not, we know from a lot of the work done on the IPA data bank that there's not, it's not just one single channel that, or one single media that delivers. It's a plethora, sometimes three, four, five, six, that deliver together, because they actually all work together. What's that phrase? And I always get this wrong, the sum of the whole is greater than the sum of the
Yeah,
parts.
the whole is greater than the sum of the parts, exactly. And
That's exactly it. And I think there's some education needed, because we're, I think as an industry, one of the challenges, and I don't know whether any of the other work streams will address this, but I think we are becoming too siloed, and there's not enough helicopter view of everything. So the other thing that sort of struck me was, you can tell I've been doing a lot of reading lately, but I've read a book by Matthew Syed, the journalist and author, called Rebel Ideas. And he has a phrase in there which I've been talking about a bit with people recently, which is homophily, which is that we are gravitating towards people like us. And that's one of the challenges, I think, that we need to have people that have different viewpoints to us, because that's actually how you get to a better solution. And I think a siloed advertising industry has challenges with homophily, in the sense of you just talk to people like you and you don't really realize what's going on. So,
Yeah.
but I digress a bit, but I think these are important. It's sort of behaviors as well as actually what you do are really important, and attitudes.
I think you say you digress a bit, but I think it's interesting that these things all do connect. I mean, they obviously are all the different angles on the same thing, or different ways of looking at the same thing. I mean, you mentioned people like us, as it were. One of the other work streams is on recruitment and well-being. Well, the fact of the matter is, I mean, when I, back in the days, when I was in agencies and running agencies, if you had a vacancy, you literally got bombarded with applications. I mean, honestly, I mean, people will tell you it was hundreds, if not 1,000, applications for each job. It was mad. You just got There was so much demand to work in the advertising and the media industry, and now that is just simply isn't the case. I mean, if you go and talk to the chap who's leading the work stream on recruitment, a man called Crispin Reid, has been running focus groups amongst grads and sixth form college students and professors and so on. And one of the things that he finds is that the advertising industry just isn't very well defined. No one's quite sure what it is, anymore. And therefore, we don't get, like we used to get, a real pick of the crop, as it were. We used to be able to get people from all over the place, different backgrounds, different histories and all the rest. And that doesn't seem to happen quite so much now, from observation,
Well, and it's interesting in that in the Matthew Syed book, he talks a lot about, 9/11 and the fact that, the American intelligence agencies were full of people like them. It was exactly everybody. But I think that's sort of, if you think about it in terms of a, I mean, advertising is not quite like a funnel, is it? But you think about a funnel, that's got to be like the top of what we do, because if we don't have diverse thinking, then we won't get to diverse solutions. And I think that then that leads to kind of practical things as to how do we find, if we know what we're going to do, how do we measure it? How do we define measurement? So that's one of the other conversations I've been having with the work stream, is how do we define measurement? Because there's so many different metrics around these days that it can get quite confusing, actually, I think, for planners and implementational planners. Well, what am I actually trying to measure against?
And indeed, what do these words mean? I mean, it's a brilliant piece of work, really, by the people who, the more recent entrance, as it were, to the media world, to sort of subvert certain words, which we all used to know what they meant, like impressions, for example, is a case in point, I suppose, and make them mean something else. I thought we knew what that was. Well, apparently we don't. It's apparently something a bit different.
No, and then impressions becomes viewable impressions. Well,
Exactly.
what's there will be a bit around definitions, actually, which I think it's kind of being clear about, are we measuring inputs? Are we measuring outcomes? Are we measuring content consumption? Or are we measuring advertising campaign interaction? Are we So I think there's a piece of work that we're going to recommend, which is, let's have a proper kind of map of what measurement looks like, because I think that's where, you can imagine if you were, 2 or 3 years into the industry and you're trying to grapple with all of these bits of terminology, it must be very confusing. So you go to the lowest common denominator at that point, the easiest thing to measure. And I think that's one of the challenges as well.
I think so. Do you think that these that obviously that there's you're obviously playing a very major part in the ASI event in November in Venice? I mean, I would imagine there's a sort of crossover, not a crossover, but an overlap, isn't there, between the Who Cares thing and the ASI event in
Yes.
terms of measurement and how we define things and so on. Do you see
So
it that way?
I think I see it as kind of, I wouldn't say parallel tracks, but definitely there's a big crossover, because what's happening at the Who Cares event is you've got wider industry practitioners, and people from creative media, advertisers, etc. ASI is more focused on people who actually deliver the measurement, although we do have obviously advertisers, and we think about how what we do impacts on them. So I feel like the two things are actually very complementary to each other, because back to my phrase about, homophily, you gravitate towards people like you. What's lovely about being involved in both of these events is that on the one hand, I'm looking at the wider perspective and trying to help define how measurement should be and accountability should be looked at. And then I'm going to the ASI and actually talking to practitioners and going, actually, how should we frame what we do so that the wider industry understands the questions to ask? So I think those two things actually work together very well.
Yeah, so it's defining what it is we want to find out, and then it's going to the experts and saying, okay, there you go, chaps, how are we going to do it?
Yeah. Well, I used to work for a strategist who would come to me with a question and he would say, so Denise, this is the question. And I would go, I don't think I can answer the question in that way, but let me see around. I used to have a phrase called, and I still use it actually, seeing round the corner. Let me go away and think about actually what the question should be. Let me reframe the question and then work out actually how we can do what needs doing. So it's having those sorts of interactions that help you make measurement and accountability better.
Well, Denise, thanks so much for joining us on this ASI cast, and I'll obviously very much look forward to seeing you in September and indeed again in November. Thanks a lot for joining us.
No problem. Thank you.